Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
All right, we have some major breaking news. Less than 24 hours after Jimmy Kimmel's television show got pulled off the air at the request of Donald Trump's administration, he straight up just admitted on Air Force One that he's looking to take the broadcast licensing away from more shows that are giving him unfavorable coverage. And it's funny because over the past 24 hours, conservatives have been trying so hard to say, no, Trump didn't request this. It just happened because Jimmy Kimmel said an innocuous comment about Charlie Kirk or whatever. But no, Trump came out and himself admitted that he's the one that is okay with this happening. He's requesting this to happen, and he wants more shows to get their broadcast license to get pulled unless they give him just purely favorable coverage, like Fox News, state regime media, Fox News. Now, even if Trump and FCC Chair Brendan Carr don't follow through with this, which they already are, but even if they don't do anything further, they're already achieving this goal of public intimidation. Even threatening this creates a chilling effect. Nevertheless, what happened to Colbert, Kimmel, and the threats against Fallon, Myers, and any other late-night hosts, or people like me, people who have programs that are criticizing the President of the United States? It is absurd that we're at this point. And before we even break down all of Trump's comments, I want to back up for a second, because there has been a huge battle in bro circles. Barstool Sports owner Dave Portnoy said right after the assassination of Charlie Kirk that part of this is Trump's fault because he's always amping up the temperature. Then Dave Portnoy walked it back, and now he's getting called out by people that work for him saying, you know, the right are the biggest group of pussies that have ever existed. That's what they're saying. Let me walk you through this. This is the first clip from Dave Portnoy.
I do wonder whether, you know, culture has changed. Obviously, Trump has broken a lot of brains. And the reason I actually, when he ran, I was like, I a lot of his policies I agree with. I think he's so divisive, it tears the country apart. Trump, and when I say Trump has a huge part in it, I don't necessarily mean he's to blame for it, but he's so divisive without really even just his face is like divisive. Like he just, people hate him so much. And the left and the right, the rhetoric, especially to me, the left, is insane. And it just boils.
All right. So the right tore him up for that because he essentially stumbled onto the truth and said Trump is so incredibly divisive over and over that he does have a part to play in it. Then Dave Portnoy walked that back. And Kirk Minahan, who was on the show to the right, calls him out. Listen, this is great.
I always do the left. No, right now in 2025. At 10:06 on September 18th, the extreme right are the biggest group of pussies that has ever existed in America. A bunch of, because people with green hair at Starbucks, and because once in a while a fucking guy swam against girls, you fucking pussies have broken in half, led by the duo of Donald Trump and consequence culture Portnoy, who is just waving his arms at the right to like him again after the thing last week where he said it was Trump's fault, privately and publicly, that Charlie Kirk died. Now he's like, I got to get them back. Typical, I will say, fits the tribe profile.
I love the energy here, and I love how he's pointing out the double standards, how the President of the United States can be divisive in a top-down way, saying he's going to invade cities, saying the radical left lunatics are taking our country over, spreading election fraud lies. But when some random college student with dyed hair says something that's kind of off because they're still trying to figure out what they believe, all of a sudden, that is the end of the West, according to Elon Musk and Stephen Miller and J.D. Vance. The way these people are frothing at the mouth to make the left seem violent en masse is insane, when all statistics, when all rhetoric from politicians themselves and even the MAGA commentators on TV is way more divisive than whatever the hell Rachel Maddow is saying on any given day. Now that I've proven my point, these people are all fighting, Let me show you this next clip. This is on the Flagrant podcast, which is run by Andrew Schultz. Even these dudes are like, wait a minute, this is way too far for me.
Seems like a big attack on free speech. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think we've been pretty staunchly in favor of free speech. And it is funny to watch right-wing people just become left-wing people. Because I said something about how you're a snowflake if you think you should be. If you agree with this, that's some snowflake shit. And somebody was like, you clearly don't even know what the First Amendment means. And that's exactly what left-wing people used to tell me. Yeah. Freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from consequences.
Right.
So y'all have just switched.
Yeah.
Now, again, this is not has nothing to do with what happened to Charlie Kirk. That's a fucking horrendous thing. Let's get that out of the way. But in terms of censorship, freedom of speech is more under attack now, honestly, than I think it has ever been. I don't know if that's me being hyperbolic.
Oh, absolutely it is. And you can just listen to Donald Trump's own words. Let's start off here. Trump on Air Force One appeared to suggest that, quote, that perhaps television networks should have their license taken away. Says 97% were against him. Quote, they're getting a license. I think maybe their license should be taken away. Here's the full quote. Quote, I read someplace that the networks were 97% against me. I get 97% negative, and yet I won easily. I won all seven swing states, popular vote, I won everything. They're 97% against. They give me only bad publicity or press. I mean, they're getting a license. I think maybe their license should be taken away. It will be up to Brendan Carr. Caitlin Collins, the president on Air Force One, quote, when you have a network and you have evening shows and all they do is hit Trump, that's all they do. If you go back, I guess they haven't had a conservative on in years or something. When you go back and take a look, all they do is hit Trump. They're licensed. They're not allowed to do that. So he's just sitting here and claiming that people aren't allowed to, quote unquote, hit Trump, meaning criticize somebody who's running for the president of the United States. Now, that's why Kirk Minahan is saying these people are so incredibly sensitive. And let me show you the tweet that Dave Portnoy is blowing up for right now. This got 21 million views because Dave Portnoy, the president of Barstool Sports, a MAGA type bro who is still like slightly winnable because he's pro-choice and he says that liberals are right on some things, but he agrees with Trump on some things. All of this, he said, quote, with Kimmel getting canned, I'm seeing lots of people talking about the hypocrisy of cancel culture. To me, cancel culture is when people go out of their way to dig up old tweets, videos, etc., looking for dirt on somebody they don't like in an effort to get them fired. Like if Kimmel got canceled for what he did on The Man Show, that would be cancel culture. But when a person says something that a ton of people find offensive, rude, dumb, in real time, that person is punished and it's not cancel culture. Okay, there are so many places I could start here, but as Kyle Kalinske says, getting fired for old jokes equals bad cancel culture. But getting fired for new jokes is good. Consequence culture. He said, shut the hell up. Representative Eric Swalwell said he's a comedian. Mike Nella said, if ABC, as Kimmel's employer, had an issue with something he said, that's one thing. But that is not what happened. Trump and the FCC, from the very top, threatened to revoke their license if they didn't take action and suspend him. That is what it is upsetting. You can't just be doing that as the president of the United States. Wick says, you're right. This isn't cancel culture. It's much, much worse. It is the government threatening retaliation unless ABC got rid of Kimmel. You know, my problem with what Dave Portnoy is saying is like, he's not even accurately describing what was happening 4 or 5 years ago. I've always said that if we're digging up people's tweets from 10 to 12 years ago and trying to get them fired because of that, then that's really dumb. If somebody made an edgy joke in 2011, we shouldn't get them fired or get their college scholarship revoked. Stuff like that was going on in like 2022 or whatever. It's dumb. We should say that that's dumb. But a lot of people were getting fired throughout the BLM protests for real reasons. I remember this vividly. I was having a debate with my friends because somebody on the internet got fired for doing a fake kneel on their friend's neck. People were doing this thing where they were reenacting the kneel on George Floyd's death, you know, when he got murdered on camera. And if you remember, these people who were recreating the kneels would then get fired. That's not cancel culture. That is exactly what we're saying. That is consequence culture. Now, on the inverse, what we're seeing over the past week, when it comes to modern day, if right-wingers can find an example of some elementary school teacher like laughing in class hysterically as Charlie Kirk videos play on the whiteboard of him getting shot, that would be one thing, but that didn't happen. What we saw were right-wingers pulling up teachers who were like college professors that gave a nuanced take saying, listen, I didn't agree with what Charlie Kirk said, but nobody deserves to get shot. What he said about MLK seems to have been despicable. And this person gets their entire life nuked with their mother doxxed and their daughter's school basically posted on the internet. That is insane. And Dave Portnoy is very clearly trying to sprint back to the right after he said this a few weeks back, that Trump does.
Trump has a huge part in it. I don't necessarily mean he's to blame for it, but he's so divisive.
People know that Trump is divisive. People absolutely know. I'm going to leave it at that. If you appreciate the videos we make, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I love you all.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.